it's Norv.
Hey, you know, Coach, I'd always call you Norvell, so is it all right if we, just kidding. No, he called you Norvell all the time. But anyway, yeah, I wanted to ask you about Sean Phillips, and you know, everybody talks about Merriman and everything, and just what Sean's meant to the team, and how versatile he is, and you know, what he means to you guys.
Well, the big thing for both those outside guys, and you asked him about Sean Phillips, so I'll talk about him. I think, you know, obviously the first month, I don't think either of them were as healthy as they are right now. Sean Phillips had a strained calf, and I think it limited some of the things he's able to do over the last month. I think he's come back, and he's been him old self, you know, his old self, and he's created great pressure. When he hasn't gotten sacks, he's gotten close. He's had tackles for loss, and when we get both those guys coming off the edge, it makes a big difference in how we play in our entire defensive team.
Norv, the Eagles kind of were dealt a few blows today. Ellis Hobbs is gone for the season, and Jacilia Hansen just found out that he was suspended, I think, for 4 weeks for using performance-enhancing drugs. Does that affect what you do and how you prepare for the Eagles at all?
Well, I think, yes. Obviously, this game is about matchups and personnel and who's playing and how they're playing. You look at the Eagles and you look at what they've done over a long period of time. I don't think they're going to change a great deal what they do. I think they're going to, you know, plug someone in and get them ready to play. We know they're a very multiple defensive football team. They've got all the coverages and they've got all the pressure. So we have to continue to prepare for all those things.
You've gone up against Andy a couple of times back when your days in Washington. How has his team changed?
Yeah, you know, the big thing, obviously, in Washington, when I was in Washington in 99 and 2000, they were getting started, and you could tell that they were going to be outstanding. Obviously, they made a great selection in drafting Donovan, and when you do that in 99, I guess it was, maybe it was 99, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anyone ever looks at it and says, gosh, 10 years later, this coach and this quarterback are going to be continuing and doing the things they've done. And I see this team now, they're very, very, very explosive, and it starts with Donovan, but they're outstanding up front and obviously have big players at a lot of different positions. And when they get on a roll and they hit the big plays, they're hard to stop. And defensively, the amount of respect I had for Jim Johnson and what he did, when you do something at that high level for 10 years and you do it with, you know, a variety of players, you think about the group they played with in the late 90s, early 2000, and then the groups there now, you know, it's, you keep going with a lot of different people, and they've carried on what he's doing and what he did, and defensively, it's a real long week preparing for them.
Norv, you mentioned that this is football's a game of matchups. You've got three wide receivers that are trees. I mean, Jackson, Nani, and Floyd, two guys 6'5", another 6'2". Talk about the dilemma this puts on defenses with three guys that tall and how you take advantage of that.
Well, the key to me isn't the guy's height. Each of them is unique in their own way, but they're very, very good athletes. And I think Vincent particularly, and then Legato have learned to play smaller than they are. And then in terms of getting away from people and using their quickness, and then obviously they do have the height when they get in those matchups where they can out jump people. And Phillip is very good at throwing the ball up and away from the defender, where they have a chance to use their height. It's been interesting to watch how people have defended us, and we're getting a lot more press, and we're getting people getting up in their face and thinking that they're that big they can't get away from people. And Vincent particularly has done real well of using his quickness and his athletic ability to get away from press coverage.
Norv, I know when Sean Merriman got suspended for using performance-enhancing drugs in 2000. It was the year before you came aboard. But I'm sure you've had players before that's happened too. What happens when they have to serve their suspension? What kind of What kind of participation can they have in team activities?
Oh, it's been so long since we've had somebody. They're not allowed to participate. And again, I don't want to misspeak, but I'm vague on it. Now they're not allowed to be in the facility, I believe, for the month that they're out. Okay. But you might want to check to make sure.
Yeah, no,
that.
I didn't mean to put you in the spot there.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll see you Sunday.
You got it.
We'll see you Sunday.